Cheyenne Ramsey represents Missouri at Braille Challenge by Kathy Hurley. Photo of Cheyenne Ramsey outside, standing in front of a Braille Institute sign. My favorite part was when we marched into the building and everybody clapped and cheered, and the band was in front of us playing. I felt so special, Cheyenne said. On Friday, June the 15th, Cheyenne flew to Los Angeles, California to compete in the National Braille Challenge sponsored by Braille Institute. She was both excited and a little nervous. The University of Southern California hosted the Braille Challenge. Contestants stayed on campus and were provided a room, food, and activities while there. Cheyenne and her mom chose to go to the water park on Friday. Very relaxing after a long plane ride. Grandma and Grandpa went to the dinosaur museum. Then dinner was provided and some evening meet and greet activities. It was interesting to meet families from all over the United States and Canada. Cheyenne and her friend Salome were the only contestants from Missouri. Saturday morning, the contestants were divided into five groups of 10 each with their leaders outside the building. Part of the USC band marched in front of the group as they entered the auditorium. Family and friends clapped and cheered as they walked in and were seated up front. Then each contestant stood in turn and was introduced by name and the state they represented. More cheering and clapping. Then the 50 contestants were off for the morning to be tested. There were groups for family to attend, lunch break, and more testing. Later that evening, there was a wonderful banquet with dinner, a talk from the 2018 Teacher of the Year, and then the Braille Challenge winners in each of five age groups were announced. Although Cheyenne was disappointed not to win, her mom assured her just being there was a great accomplishment. Then there was a dance with live music. Cheyenne had a great time dancing with Grandpa, Mom, and even alone. Although Cheyenne did not place this year, she had a life-changing experience and was challenged to continue to grow in reading and writing Braille. The young people who attended were the best Braille readers and writers in the nation, and she met many of them. Her family is so proud of the great job she did in qualifying this year. On Sunday, we got to go to Santa Monica Pier before heading home in the afternoon. Cheyenne and her mom were roller coasters, and we dipped our hands into the Pacific Ocean. Very cold. We used Uber with great success in California. Cheyenne had many new experiences and grew in confidence during the trip. On the flight home, the pilot announced Cheyenne as a Braille Challenge finalist. The passengers clapped and cheered. She loved that. "I'm famous," she said. Cheyenne just turned 9 and attends public school in Jefferson City, Missouri. As a side note, she was awarded a JCPS Difference Maker Award at the August School Board meeting in Jefferson City for her promotion of Braille at her school and for representing Jefferson City at Braille Challenge.